Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're building something very specific, very useful, and very drama and bass, a midnight amen plus subsign atmosphere workflow in Ableton Live 12. The idea is simple, but the execution matters. We're going to take a chopped amen break, warp it so it feels tight and intentional, then arrange it with a deep sign-based subbed so the whole thing carries that late night, cinematic, underground pressure. This is not just about making a loop sound cool. It's about making a section that actually behaves like music in a real D&B track. It needs rhythm, space, tension, and control. This kind of layer lives in the intro, in the first drop support, in breakdowns, and in the transitions between sections. It's the ghost in the room. It moves, but it doesn't get in the way. It gives the track history and motion without turning the arrangement into mush. Why this works in D&B is because the genre is all about hierarchy. The kick needs to punch. The snare needs to cut. The sub needs to hold the floor. And the atmosphere can be dark, dusty, and full of movement, but it has to know its place. If you warp and arrange it badly, it starts fighting the groove instead of supporting it. So let's start with the source amen. Pick one break sample and listen before you touch anything. Don't start from how do I make this sick? Start from what job is this going to do? You've basically got two directions. One is a dusty, chopped atmosphere version with a softer top end and more room in it. The other is a harder, more forward break bed with a sharper snare and more bite. If you're building a dark roller intro, the dustier route usually works better. If you want a more aggressive, neural-leaning transition, go with a tighter, brighter one. Now warp it. Open the clip. Turn warp on, and start with a mode that respects the transients. Beats is often the first stop, because it keeps the punch honest and gives you control over how the hits behave. If the break is more tonal and you need to stretch it, complex can work, but be careful. Too much stretching can smear the snare and kill the swing. What you want here is a stable groove, not a robotic one. Lock the first downbeat on bar 1, then listen closely as you tighten it up. What to listen for? Does the snare still land with intent, or does it go soft? Do the ghost notes still feel alive, or did the warp flatten them? If the break loses its human pocket, back off. In drum and bass, a slightly imperfect break often feels more dangerous than a mathematically perfect one. Now don't leave it as a full loop. This is where people get lazy. They keep a 2-bar or 4-bar amen rolling and wonder why the arrangement feels stuck. Instead, turn it into a phrase. Chop it into a usable shape. Duplicate the clip. Then cut it into pieces like the kick hit, snare hit, ghost lead-in, and tail. Mute, reorder, and leave little breathing moments between phrases so the break opens up before the next snare. A good shape is something like a fuller first bar, a thinner second bar, then a variation with a reverse tail or a pickup into the next section. The point is to make it feel like a drummer performing a part, not just a loop being edited. Now we build the sub. Create a MIDI track with operator and keep it simple. One sign oscillator. No need to overcomplicate it. This is not a growl bass, and it's not meant to be the star. It's a pressure source. It's the floor under the break. Set a short attack, and then decide whether you want a pulse or a bed. If you want it note-shaped, use a decay somewhere around 150 to 400 milliseconds. If you want it to sit underneath and sustain, keep the release more controlled and let the notes carry the motion. Play root notes on the downbeat, maybe a held note under the break, maybe an octave drop at the end of a phrase. Keep it sparse, and keep it mono. If you want movement, create it with rhythm and note choice, not with wide low end. Why this works in D&B is because the amen gives you upper rhythmic complexity, while the sign sub gives you physical weight. That separation keeps the groove readable and the low end club friendly. That's the whole game. Now shape the relationship between the two. Put EQ 8 on both if needed. On the amen, trim the low end. A gentle high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz is often enough if the break has too much bleed. Cut a little boxiness around 250 to 500 Hz if it feels cloudy. If the hats get brittle, tame the top end a touch, but don't sand the character off. On the sub, keep the bottom clean and centered. If it feels too invisible on smaller speakers, add only a tiny bit of harmonic help with saturator or dynamic tube. Just a little. You're trying to make it readable, not turn it into a different bass sound. A useful chain on the sub is operator, saturator, EQ 8, light drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, soft clip if you need stability, then level match. On the amen, a chain like EQ 8, compressor or glue compressor, then saturator can help it sit down into the track. What to listen for here? The kick and sub should feel like one system, not two separate arguments. and the break should sit behind the drums, not steal the snare's job. Now let's create motion, without getting lost in automation hell. A lot of people try to automate everything. Don't. Make a few meaningful moves instead. Shift one fragment a tiny bit forward or backward. Mute a ghost hit in one bar. Open the break for half a bar before the drop. Reverse a tail into a snare or a sub note. That's enough. A really strong workflow is to make three versions of the same phrase. One full density, one reduced with more space, and one transition version with a reverse or pickup detail. Keep the main groove stable, then let the variations appear at the end of every 4 or 8 bars. That stops loop fatigue without making the arrangement nervous. And here's a big pro move. Once you find the best one bar amen phrase, print it to audio. Commit it. Work from that printed version. It makes arrangement faster, and it forces you to stop endlessly reopening the same loop. You make better decisions when the audio is in front of you. At this point, ask yourself whether the atmosphere is supposed to lead or support. If it's support mode, keep the MN tucked behind the main drum kit. This is perfect for intros, between drops, or shadow layers under sparse sections. If it's lead mode, let the amen become the featured texture and have the sub and filtering evolve around it. That works if the whole identity of the tune is atmosphere and tension. For most heavy drop-focused DNB, support mode is the safer and stronger choice. If the tune is all about a dark jungle statement, then let the atmosphere lead. Now arrange it like a real track, not like a loop. A solid shape could be something like a filtered amen fragment and sub pulse at the start, then a fuller break with restraint, then a section that strips back again, then a final lift into the drop. Think in 8-bar blocks. The first block sets the mood. The second deepens the tension. The third opens the door to the drop or fake out. Use filter automation on the MN to slowly open the presence, but don't overdo it. A slow increase in brightness over 8 bars is enough to create anticipation. If it sounds finished too early, you've peaked too soon. Here's a good check. By the end of the intro, you should feel the drop coming before it lands. If the section already feels fully resolved at bar 4, there's nowhere left to go. For transitions, use one simple chain if needed. Auto filter, echo, reverb, EQ8. Sweep the filter, sync the delay to the tempo, keep the reverb controlled, and cut low buildup after it. Use this on a reverse hit, a snare tail, or a chopped break fragment before the drop. The best transitions in DNB feel like the track inhaled, then released. And now the biggest balancing move. Bring the full drums and bass back in and test the whole thing. The atmosphere should still be readable, but the hierarchy has to win. The kick should punch. The snare should cut. The sub should feel like the foundation. If the atmosphere is stealing the story, pull it back. Here's a really good final test. Mute the atmosphere, then unmute it. Ask yourself whether the track loses tension or just loses clutter. If it only loses clutter, the layer is probably doing its job. If the whole drop suddenly feels weaker, then you've built too much identity into the atmosphere itself. A few quick guardrails before you move on. Don't warp the amen until it loses swing. Don't let the break own the low mids. Don't make the sub too busy. Don't widen the low end. And don't over-automate every parameter just because you can. In DNB, volume is not the same thing as impact. Intentional editing wins. If you want a darker, heavier result, resample the best one-bar phrase and chop the resample again. That second-generation texture often sounds slightly more broken, slightly more aged, and much more like a real record. Also, keep the second section meaner than the first. Make the first pass cleaner, then dirty it up later with extra ghost hits, a lower sub variation, or a more fragmented amen slice. Remember this. The amen creates motion and history. The sub creates gravity. If those two jobs are clear, the section will feel dark, club-ready, and properly DNB. So here's your challenge. Build a 16-bar midnight amen plus subsign intro using only one amen sample, one sign sub voice, and stock Ableton devices. Keep it mono down low. Use only two automation moves. Make one chopped phrase, one supporting sub pattern, and one clean transition into a denser section. Then listen back and ask the right questions. Does the break still feel like a drummer's idea? Does the sub hold the floor? And does the section lead somewhere? Go make it tight. Make it nocturnal, and make it feel like it belongs in a real tune. That's the sound.